Now to California, where dozens of condemned inmates are trying to get their death sentences overturned by claiming that they are mentally retarded. Last month, the state's Supreme Court ruled on new guidelines for defining mental retardation in capital cases. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has the story.
Anderson Hawthorne is 44. He's been on California's death row for nearly 20 years after being convicted of killing two gang members in Los Angeles. As a youngster, he was regarded as slow. Now, as a convicted murderer, his attorney, federal public defender Harry Simon, is hoping to have him declared mentally retarded.
His sixth grade teacher, who taught him at age 12, talked about the fact that at that time, Mr. Hawthorne only knew his ABCs up to the letter M or N before he became confused. He had difficulty following the simplest verbal instructions without physical prompts to tell him what to do.
If Hawthorne is found to be mentally retarded, it could mean the difference between life and death. During his trial, a doctor testified that he scored a 71 on an IQ test. But back then, the U.S. Supreme Court had not decided to ban executions of the mentally retarded. That decision came 3 years ago, but even then, the high court didn't define retardation, leaving that job to the states. Keith Wittman, a psychologist at UC Davis, says it's no easy task since there are so many misconceptions about mental retardation.
I've testified in two trials now, and the prosecuting attorney would say things like, well, the defendant was able to drive a car. And I would say yes, and he said, well, how can you be mentally retarded and drive a car?
26 states, including California, define retardation as being well below average intellectually. Some states also rely on an individual's IQ score. The benchmark ranges from 70 to 75 or below. Keith Wittman.
People in those ranges, typically, you would not know that a person had an IQ in that range if they came walking down the street and you saw them in a store.
California prosecutors fought to use IQ as the standard for determining retardation, but the state Supreme Court declined and chose instead to focus on an assessment of the individual's overall capacity. It means that death row inmates, such as Anderson Hawthorne, can challenge their sentences if an expert can convince a judge that the prisoners meet three criteria, says attorney Harry Simon.
First, significantly sub-average general intellectual functioning, which means an IQ score that is approximately 70 or below. In addition, they need to show proof of significant deficits in adaptive functioning. And lastly, they need to show that these deficits arose before the age of 18.
Senior Assistant Attorney General Dane Gillette said the court's decision is reasonable and that proof of retardation before age 18 is critical. Experts say someone who is truly retarded will have shown signs as a child.
And I think that would be a very difficult showing for someone who, in fact, is attempting to feign retardation to make. Doesn't mean they won't try it, but we think those will be cases we'll be able to determine from a review of the records or if there were a hearing that they are not, in fact, mentally retarded.
Thus far, 30 of California's 640 death row inmates have filed claims of mental retardation. They include Anderson Hawthorne, who will now have a hearing on his intellectual capacity in Los Angeles County Superior Court. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.